Hachette Audio presents Her Way, The Hopes and Ambitions of Hillary Clinton. Written by Jeff Girth and Don Van Natta, Jr. And read by Eric Singer.
When will a woman become President of the United States? The tantalizing question was broadcast across America on a Tuesday evening in September 1934. To many, the idea of a female commander-in-chief was perhaps a bit preposterous, considering that women had won the right to vote only 14 years earlier. But for a young lawyer and women's rights activist named Lillian D. Rock, the historic day when Americans would elect their first female president was not hard to imagine. Mrs. Rock posed her question to Eleanor Roosevelt during the First Lady's weekly radio program broadcast from Rockefeller Center in Manhattan. On each show, Mrs. Roosevelt delivered a few comments about the news of the day before answering listeners' questions. Most of these inquiries were routine and even humdrum, but Lillian Rock's question, beamed across America on the NBC radio network, seemed to surprise the First Lady, who asked for a moment to think before responding. While the Beauty Rest Orchestra played Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Mrs. Roosevelt sat behind a silver microphone and puzzled over the best way to respond. When the music ended, the program's host said, "Mrs. Roosevelt promised she would give her opinion of the question brought up by Lillian D. Rock. When will a woman become President of the United States? Mrs. Roosevelt." "I do not think that it would be impossible to find a woman who could be president, but I hope it doesn't happen."